March 2nd, 1962 was not a day that initially seemed destined to go down in history. Everything was pretty unremarkable, including an NBA game between the Philadelphia Warriors and the New York Knicks, until Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points, setting the all-time NBA single-game scoring record. And it wasn't just a record. Chamberlain's feat brought new life to basketball, helping make it the marquee, incredibly popular sport we know and love today. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
'62. This may seem shocking now, but basketball, not a big deal. The NBA is in its 16th season, and it's still playing a very distant second fiddle to Major League Baseball. Three-pointers haven't been established yet. The most a basket can earn is 2 points. And then 25-year-old Wilt Chamberlain shows up on the scene. He's 7'1" tall with a preposterous 48-inch vertical leap. He ran a 40-yard dash in 4.6 seconds at 280 pounds. Warriors coach Frank McGuire declares the team's 1962 strategy to be get the ball to Wilt two-thirds of the time. He only takes Wilt off the court for fouls followed by free throws. And it works. Early in the 1961-62 season, Wilt sets a new record, 78 points in just one game. Late in the season, the Philly Warriors are slated to play the New York Knicks. The Warriors are second in the league, thanks almost entirely to Wilt, and the Knicks are dead last. Should be an easy victory, a forgettable game. Wilt is so not worried about this game, he goes out partying all night before. Literally, doesn't sleep a wink. And then, a long lunch with some friends causes him to miss the team bus from New York City to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hungover, Wilt drives his custom Cadillac 170 miles to make it on time. He arrives on time, barely, at the Hershey Sports Arena in Hershey, Pennsylvania. There's only about 4,000 people in the crowd at the 8,000-seat stadium. It feels almost empty. And the crowd isn't really even that into the game. Most of them are holdovers from a local exhibition game the night before. None of them have any idea that Wilt Chamberlain is about to put on one of the single greatest individual performances in American team sport history. By the end of the first quarter, he's already scored 23 points. By halftime, he's scored 41, already above his season average thus far. At this point, the coaches and his team say, screw it, let's have some fun. Let's pass it to Wilt every time. The announcer starts to call out Wilt's personal point tally with every shot instead of the team score. Wilt bags 28 points in the third quarter. He now has 69 for the game. With 7:51 on the clock, Wilt makes another basket and breaks 79 points, a new personal and sport record. Spectators now begin to cheer, give it to Wilt, give it to Wilt. He scores again, 80 points. Everyone now wants to see Wilt break 100. Well, everyone except for the Knicks, especially poor Daryl Imhoff, the Knicks center, gold medalist, and former NCAA champion, who just could not stop him, even when three of his teammates would try and help. With 46 seconds left, Wilt's at 98 points. And now five defensive players surround him. If you have no idea how basketball is played, that's the entire team. One against five, Wilt still breaks away, jumps, and shoots, and it goes in, 100 points. With this, Wilt has set a basketball record that still stands today, almost 60 years and thousands of games later. He also really put professional basketball on the map, and the sport has steadily grown in popularity ever since. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more info on Wilt Chamberlain, we found Gary Pomerant's book, Wilt 1962, The Night of 100 Points and the Dawn of a New Era, incredibly helpful for this episode. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.